The 2018 budget was released last night. We're about to get a rundown of the winners and the losers. Sarah Martin from The Wire joins us on the line now from Canberra. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, the budget was released last night. Who were some of the winners?
Okay, so, well, middle-income earners and low-income earners will benefit quite greatly from the tax relief that was announced last night. That's a sort of a package Ms. Scott Morrison announced, and it's looking at basically dropping the top income, top tax brackets that currently exist by 2024. So it will introduce, slowly but surely, it will increase that middle tax bracket that currently is capped at about $38,000. It's going to raise up to $40,000, a couple of years later up to $87,000 to $90,000, and then ultimately all the way up to $180,000. So there's only this one tax bracket in the middle. So, but the thing with that is obviously that tax relief for the lower people on that will be averaging around 200, sit around 200. At the higher end, that's more like about 7,500, 8,000. So it's still some concern about equity in a tax system that does that. There's also been a huge positive for older Australians with some targeted programs, not just to offer better age home places. So what they're doing is they're offering some extra money to keep people in their homes for receiving aged care support. But it looks like that might have come from residential care. So the devil's in the detail there. We still need to dig into it. But what we've also seen for pensioners is that they are going to be able to do things like work a little bit more, so earn a little bit of extra cash if they have got the opportunity to work in without it affecting pension. Also, for those who do own their own homes, they'll be able to borrow a little bit of extra money against the equity in their homes, just giving boosting their retirement income to about $17,000, just over $17,000 per couple. So there's kind of some, but all of these things do seem to still rely on people having something in the first place, so having a job or having some money or a home behind them. Big losers in this were welfare recipients. There was still no relief or no extra money for people on the New Start allowance, which is, as we've heard in the lead up to the announcement of the budget, that's living on $40 a day and hasn't changed for a great number of years. So there is a huge decry of this budget from social services, who are saying that basically giving tax relief at this time without helping the people who are the most disadvantaged is not really benefiting Australia overall. And they're seeking, you know, some kind of relief from the government. And also, young people didn't really get a lot. So there's small changes in how people from young people from regional areas will qualify to receive youth allowance. But there's really not another great deal for young people across the board. So that's another sort of stark loss. And something that's really clear is that the environment wasn't a high priority for this budget. So the Department of Environment had its budget cut by slashed hugely. There was a benefit for the Great Barrier Reef and some investment there, but that was really the highlight. There weren't any other programs announced that we can dig up that were really going to be effective and targeted at the government that we heard about yesterday.
Well, Scott Morrison was as proud as punch last night when it looked like he was delivering his budget. You know, he's promising you can buy another washing machine, or it's a quarter worth of electricity bills with his big tax cuts to low and middle income earners. Do you think that's the kind of thing that's really going to provide a lot of financial relief for households in the way that he's hoping, or that he's addressed it as being so?
Well, I mean, he did go to a great deal of energy to point out that that is maybe over the year, that is the equivalent of, like you say, a washing machine or an electricity bill, which is nothing to sneeze at, you know. But ultimately, it is $10 a week, you know, $11 a week to start with, and it's money that isn't being spent somewhere else. So I guess that's the thing. Is tax relief is a very broad targeted thing, and it kind of fits into their tax speed bump.
The speed limit.
So it fits into that, because what they were explaining is that basically still 50% of the revenue that the country receives is from income tax, and so it's just making sure that we aren't going over that, and we are looking for other sources of revenue. But ultimately, we're not. There's lots of things that are still needing spending that didn't get looked at in this budget. So I guess it's relief for some, but ultimately that spending or that saving could have been translated in another way that probably may have been more effective. But, you know, the government's idea is to create jobs and to sort of stimulate the economy. We'll yet to see whether this will actually be what does that for them.
Now, the budget announcement often sort of sets the tone for what the government sees as important, and obviously, conversely, what it doesn't see as important. How close was this budget announcement to sort of what the speculation was around it?
Oh, look, there weren't a great deal of surprises. Obviously, the ABC are very upset that they got a massive cut again, and there's not really any massive rationale around it. They've been struggling to deal with big cuts to that organisation for quite a while. There was some, you know, most of the stuff that was in there, it wasn't, given what we knew ahead of the budget, it wasn't exciting, I guess is maybe the right word, in that we already kind of knew quite a bit of what we were going to get. There were interesting things like mental health was a really good, sort of received a lot of support. So there's a lot of things targeted at, you know, supporting Beyond Blue, Head to Health, Lifeline, Sane, you know, so a National Mental Health Commission. So there's a lot of things in there that are really good, positive investments. But again, I think that we kind of knew they were coming. I don't think there was too much that, you know, that was a shock. I think there was a lot of hope, as again, I was talking about, that the welfare payments would be lifted. And that not being there and really attended to at all is a big concern in that sector.
Well, certainly that, and also the lack of addressing the housing crisis that continues to pop up, and there wasn't a single mention, as far as I could tell, about addressing that at all.
No, you're right. There is some housing investment in the Northern Territory, so that is specifically targeted at remote housing in the Northern Territory to be matched with the Northern Territory government. So that will inject $1 billion into that, but how that program is defined and how that rolls out is yet to be seen. But for the rest of it, I mean, there was a housing package in last year's budget, but it's still not enough. Housing is an ongoing issue. Housing affordability is an ongoing issue, and homelessness is a big problem. And as we see no increase to that basic welfare payment, where people who are there, yes, that has been a reducing number. I think we're at 15% now of welfare dependency, which is the lowest it's been in 25 years, which is a positive. But the people who are remaining on that system are actually long-term unemployed. Their needs are different to simply what we can do with job creation. There's a whole lot of supports and nuance around that isn't being attended to. And so if you don't have a living wage, you don't you live on $40 a day, and rental affordability continues to go up and housing affordability goes up, where do people go? That is a chance here that rising homelessness is a problem, and that hasn't been attended to whatsoever in this budget.
Well, Sarah, thanks so much for joining us this morning to sort of help unpack last night's budget announcement.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Sarah Martin there from The Wire, speaking about the winners and losers of the 2018 federal budget.